You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. A routine sort of day, Greg. I think the thing that really stuck out was the fall in the CPI inflation rate. And when I say CPI inflation rate, I mean consumer price inflation in South Africa. It fell from 4.5% to 4%. That's a really big percentage move. And that tells you two things. A, petrol has gone down, and B, people are not buying stuff, as evidenced by ShopRite's results yesterday.
Yes, I think so. I'm not exactly sure where they do their shopping, but I do mine. It's not the case. But I suppose, you know, the basket, and that's probably what they're sticking to. But yeah, it's quite surprising. But all you can, as you say, pin it down to is the slowdown in consumption, and also we've had a leveling off on the cost of fuel.
Yes, indeed. And what did the retail stocks do on the back of that? I mean, we're going to get into a more structured conversation in a moment, but I have to ask you, what did the retailers do on the back of the fact that we are almost certainly going to get another interest rate cut in South Africa, given these inflation figures?
Yes, quite right. I mean, they've recovered. They ended up 2% on the day. They did take a battering yesterday, but, you know, some of them making solid comebacks. And that's been the way of it. When the stocks come back into favor, it's very, very quickly the selling dries up. So a nice recovery on most of those. I'm just looking at Woolworths, up around 40 to 53.5, up 2.75%.
Yeah, I just spoke to Wayne McCurry, actually, and you can listen to that on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and sharenet.co.za later. It's called Wayne on Wednesday. Have a listen to him. And I had a chat with him, and I said, you know, you're never going to get it right. I mean, he's been bullish of South Africa for quite a while now. And I said, look, in the long term, you probably will be right. And he says he's still buying at these levels. And ultimately, of course, he will be right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously a big fan, and watched his tweets have gone almost like you could say the complete opposite of Magnus Haystack, where I think that's what you do need. You need to listen to both sides of the argument. You can't be a complete pessimist.
Yes.
But yeah, he's come out with a little, going slightly controversial. I saw Helen Ziller having a go at him, but you've got to listen to those voices. I think he's probably right. There's going to be opportunities to make a lot of money. You know, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater and all those cliches.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if you have a look at the price that you just broadcast of Woolworths, 53-something or other, it was down at 42.43. I mean, in anybody's maths book, that's about a 25% increase. So there are bargains out there. There is value out there.
Yes, there's opportunities. And I mean, something like Woolworths, then you're quite right. You're not taking a massive risk. It's not like you're buying a small little IT company. You know, it's an impressive move. Something similar happened actually with Coronation as well. It had a run from the low 40s into the 50s. It's pulled back now, yes. But certainly there's plenty of those things. You can't just walk away from opportunities like that.
No, you can't. Let's have a look at the spot prices as a backdrop to the rest of our conversation, Greg. It's been a pretty routine day. We're waiting for the Federal Open Market Committee's minutes of the US Federal Reserve, of course, tonight, and people are quite keenly waiting for that, funnily enough, given the spat between Trump and Jerome Powell. Dollar rand is 15.24. British pound against the rand is 18.50, and the euro rand is 16.91, with the euro dollar 110.99. Let's call it 111. The gold price, it's back above. I told you this morning it was orbiting 1500. It was 1498 this morning. It's now 1503. The platinum price is 853, which is up $3 an ounce. And the Brent crude oil now, $60.84, up 75 cents per barrel. Palladium, Greg Davies.
Yeah, quite interesting for a change. Down $22, 1467. And that occurred in the last half an hour. Sort of checked in on the palladium market there in London about half an hour ago. And it was speaking to some of the traders, it was around 1488 bids, so it slipped back sharply. I'll have to look into that.
My friend, the hedge fund manager, Clarence Delgado, is long platinum, short palladium. He thinks that's going to be the one. He thinks he's going to get $100 to $150 out of this one. And he's been right on gold, so maybe he'll be right again. But anyway, that's just a side issue. It's not a big position for him, he says. The Dow Jones at the moment is up another 1%, so reversing all of yesterday's losses, which were 173 points. Today, it's up 268 points, a 1.03% move. The S&P is up 0.9%. The Nasdaq is up 1%, Greg. So buoyant overseas markets.
Yes, stronger. I think you pointed out there, Mr. Trump been quite aggressive on his Twitter. I think he's a little bit grumpy this morning. And having a swing at the Fed and everybody that that he feels is against him. So he's certainly got some strong views on how the economy should be run.
If you're the president of the United States of America, you've got one plane, which is called Air Force One. Then you've got another plane with all the limousines and everything and all the security staff. So you've got two planes going over there to wherever you're going, in this case, Denmark. And you don't just phone them up and say, listen, I'm going to pop over and see you about Greenland next week. These trips are planned months in advance. So the Prime Minister of Denmark, extremely intelligent woman from the interviews I've heard with her, he's going to see her, and they've got posters out, and they've arranged the banquets and all the accommodation and the security details and everything. And Trump says, no, I'm not coming now because you won't sell me Greenland. This is the man you're dealing with. It's extraordinary. Months of planning out the window.
Yes, and look, it's a different leadership style for sure. And I mean, that did bring a smile to my face. It's, you know, it's almost like a snubbed boyfriend. I've got a feeling he wanted to go over there just to have dinner with her. She's so attractive. I remember she was at Mandela's funeral sitting next to the Obamas, and that caused some consternation. Mrs. Obama asked Barack to change seats with her because he was looking at her.
Greg, you're talking such rubbish now. There was no changing of seats at Mandela's funeral. I promise you.
Post it on my Twitter handle. I'll put up a YouTube.
Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of a Trumpism at the end of the show, but let's sure. Michelle Obama was jealous of the Danish leader. No, it's not the case. Right, Greg, let's have a look at the top, the most viewed shares, actually. This is quite a big one. 21.3% up for Steinhoff. I mean, okay, it's only at R1.14, but it's a big move, big reversal, technically very good indeed.
Yeah, the speculators have come back there, share trading at 114 at the close. I always worry, you know, the sort of less informed investors, because Steinhoff has got a preference share. Mm. And there was an announcement that the preference share was going to pay a dividend. So I just hope someone hasn't got the story, muddled up, because it obviously doesn't apply to the regular equity shares. And what they're trying to do is settle some outstanding debts.
Something's going on with Sasol, because that's the second most viewed stock on sharenet.co.za, 10%. It's up at just below 281 Rand, up 3.3%. It wasn't long ago that it was, below 260, Greg? It's suddenly looking a little bit perky.
Yes, and I mean, there was a Standard Bank note going around on the stock, which made some chatter on Twitter, everyone talking. I actually got a call from Business Day asking me about it today. But if you read through that note, they're saying that they expect Sasol to say the words capital raise of $2 billion. Mm. So I'm quite surprised that the share has done what it has. Perhaps an oversold bounce, but certainly you can't ignore that type of move, up another 3.3%, 280 Rand. So perhaps overdone on the initial news, and perhaps when we see results, investors' nerves will be calmed.
Let's hope so. Also, the oil price coming way off its lows, probably about $2 higher in the last 72 hours. So that helps the market participants, ignoring the strength of the South African rand. Let's have a look at the top five major movers, Greg. I've got CAP up 11.5%. What's that all about?
Let's have a quick look, because I did have numbers yesterday which David took us through. That's genuine price. It traded 174,000 shares in the closing auction at that price, which is up a few cents. It was 5.39 going into the auction, closed 5.45. Decent volume for the day, 10 million shares, 51 million rand. So perhaps investors drifting back into this one. Perhaps the numbers weren't as bad as the share price was anticipating. It has come from about 8 Rand at the beginning of the year, so it looks like a recovery on the cards.
Aspen, at last, a bit of a rally, up 7% to 69.52. Dis-Chem, 5.3% higher. Discovery, up 4.75%. Fortress B, up 4.1%. So some nice moves there. This is almost as though it's a short covering rally, though. It doesn't feel real to me. It looks a bit sort of V-shaped, and I'm sorry, I don't believe these moves.
Yes, I mean, I think that's sort of almost the most unloved stocks from the last week. Certainly, you could say Aspen and Discovery. Dis-Chem must have been coming under pressure the last while. Perhaps some people coming in bargain hunting, saying, well, look, story can't be that bad out of Discovery. Aspen, as you say, it's 7%, still not convincing. R69.52 for Aspen. Even a month ago, it was unthinkable.
On the downside, Kumba Iron Ore down 4.7%, Soho Sun down 3.5%, Billiton down 2.2%, Exxaro down 2%, and MTN down just over 1.5%. But the theme there is Kumba Iron Ore, Billiton, and Exxaro. Iron ore price, Greg?
Yes, all weighed down by the iron ore, which it had a terrific couple of months, probably 7 or 8 months of a rally. And now, you know, we kept on saying that just can't carry on this. And I think, remember, Wayne McCurry saying on one of your pods, that, you know, the supply of iron ore, you know, once it gets to these type of prices, you know, it's not a difficult commodity to get your hands on. And so the supply would increase and inevitably, you know, a short-term bubble burst, really. So I think it's a catastrophe, but you know, shares need to consolidate. They maybe run ahead of themselves. On that list, just jumping away at MTN, it's trading. I don't like the way it's traded this today. You know, holding 104, 105 for some time, last hour and a half of trade today, dropping down to 102.55. Well, you can tell the ones which I'm long, but it just doesn't have a good feel about it. I don't expect any bad news, but it's in a day where the market was up 350 points, you would expect better from them.
Yes, you would. Greg, before we get to what Digger has dug up, that's Greg's name, by the way, in case you're listening to this podcast for the first time, his nom de plume is the Digger. Greg, give us the closing JSE indices, please.
Sure. The banks are nicely up 1.84. Financials up 1.55. Industrials up 1.62. Retailers up 2%. The gold index doing nicely, up 1.16. Platinum's having a nice recovery there, up 3%. Resources, as we mentioned there with Exxaro and Billiton, down 0.45. That left the all share up 0.66. So back at 54,638. Turnover starting to be steadily below 20, 18.45.
Very good. Volume?
Yes, 18.45 billion.
18.45. Not too bad. Not too bad. It wasn't long ago we were talking about 12, 13, 14 every single day. Digger, what have you dug up today?
Yeah, well, speaking of digging, I mean, I know it's one theme that I keep on coming back to, but Impala Platinum, up 3.2% today, R75.90. It was back at the 73s, you know, the first couple of days of this week, but it seems to be a counter when whenever there's a pullback, you know, obviously one has to be careful, but on the pullbacks, you can often get in at new levels, and it always seems to recover. They've obviously been converting there's a further sense announcement today about I think it's just housekeeping really on that debt that they've converted back into equity. But, you know, results still due there, but I think it's going to grind higher. I'm in the Bickard camp where he's seeing the stock north of 100 Rand, 75 Rand 90 at the close today.
Very good indeed. Knocking on the door of new recent highs. Greg, Lindsay's look today, or Lindsay's leak rather, is a very simple one. I was talking to a chap earlier on today from Might on Optimal called Peter Geeky Cobb. Go to that and have a listen to it. He's a very
website,
intelligent fellow. And it just suddenly occurred to me while I was talking to him that the easiest trade of the year for the next 5 months, and maybe even beyond, is short the euro, because you've got Germany going into recession.
Yeah.
And at the top, there's going to be political changes. So you've got uncertainty in the powerhouse economy of the Eurozone. You've got Boris Johnson, the buffoon, mismanaging Brexit. I don't care what anyone says, is going to be a catastrophe in the short term for Europe. And then you've got another change at the top in Italy because the Prime Minister resigned. So you've got all these European factors coming together, or Eurozone factors coming together. The easiest trade in the world, I think, is sell the euro. I don't know what you sell it against. I don't know if you sell it against the US dollar because the dollar is obviously going to be under pressure.
Or even the yen, probably. Yeah, something like the Japanese yen, something like that, you know, which is quite a defensive currency, really. But someone sent me some charts today on the values of the European banking stocks and how much those share prices have fallen. And that must be telling you something. Mm. And as you say, and you know, if the UK can, let's just say, I mean, I'm hypothetically, pull out and somehow becomes, well, you know, let's say it becomes a success to be out of the EU, then the other members, Italy and so on, will also try and break loose. And that's what the EU fears the most, is the, you know, the complete collapse of the union.
Right. We're going to end it. Occasionally, you must indulge me, Greg, and I know you're a big fan of Donald Trump, but I'm going to play now something from from Donald Trump's repertoire. And just have a listen to this and see how he pronounces the word origin. Here we go.
Listening.
And I hope that this investigation now, which is finished, it's totally finished. No collusion, no obstruction. I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. You look at the origin of the investigation, where it started, how it started, who started it, whether it's McCabe or Comey or a lot of them. Where does it go? How high up in the White House did it go? You will all get Pulitzer Prizes, okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes. You should have looked at it a long time ago. And that's the only thing that's disappointing to me about the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started, the beginnings of the investigation.
So, Greg, your man can't say the word origin.
Yeah, it sounds like a slip of the tongue. No. Or, you know, orange is a big color, which is always associated with the Donald. Maybe he's just having a little bit of fun with journalists, but I'll have to put that down to a slip of the tongue. He's passionate. He's upset by this whole investigation. And maybe he just saw an orange light or something.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.